This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has new policies for how law enforcement handles rape kits and how they keep sexual assault survivors informed about their cases. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A newly signed law gives victims of sex crimes the right to be informed about when evidence collected from them is tested and whether it yields any matches. They can also request to be notified if law enforcement decides to close their case and discard the evidence. Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson co-sponsored the bipartisan measure.
This is about information and evidence from the survivor and putting some of that power back in their hands and some say in what happens to their cases, to that evidence.
The bill passed with nearly unanimous support in the legislature. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The number of tenants and landlords applying for emergency rental assistance has continued its steady decline throughout May. Colorado's Division of Housing received roughly 8,000 applications requesting more than $54 million. In May, the state has worked through a significant backlog of applications, with about 4,000 still under review out of a total of 55,000. More than $82 million have been approved. The cost of moving Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama, could be an issue for the next Secretary of the Air Force. New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen brought it up at the confirmation hearing for Frank Kendall. Shaheen says reports indicate renovating Space Command in its current location would cost taxpayers less and achieve mission capability faster.
Will you commit to this committee that you will give us cost estimates for both relocating Space Command and the potential cost to build a new facility in Huntsville?
Senator Shaheen, I understand that there's a review going on of that decision.
Kendall says he wants to see the results of the reviews. If confirmed, he pledged to work with the committee on the headquarters location.